This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. I hope you're enjoying this. The book of Jeremiah, and I think we're going to take this back up on the 13th verse of the second chapter. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a slave, or is he a home-born servant? Why has he become a prey? The young lions have roared at him. They have roared loudly. The young lions are roaring at Israel. They have no defense because they've more or less walked away from God. And they have made his land a waste. You can make your land a wasteland, regardless of how good it is. You know, we can make this land of America a wasteland if we continued in the Biden-Harris anti-Christ system. We could make it a total wasteland. His cities have been destroyed without inhabitant. Also, the men of Memphis and Tapanhis have shaved the crown of your head. They've humbled the Israelites because they've stooped down to worship idols. And that's how far they went down. Memphis was a near modern Cairo. Memphis was near modern Cairo's present location in Lower Egypt. And Tapanhis was in northeastern Egypt. Jeremiah could be speaking of Pharaoh Shishak, a previous invasion of Judah in 926 BC, 1 Kings 14:25, or he may have been predicting Pharaoh Necho's invasion in 609 BC, when King Josiah of Judah would be killed, 2 Kings 23:29 to 30. Jeremiah's point is that the people brought this on themselves by rebelling against God, and we can bring a lot of stuff on ourselves, folks, if we are not careful. And Jeremiah's call by God teaches us something, how intimately God knows us. He valued us before anyone else knew us. And he knew us before we were born. He cared while we were in our mother's womb. He planned our lives while our bodies were still being formed. So this abortion, thinking it's just a tissue and it doesn't mean a thing, is totally outrageous. And it's killing a live baby, and one that God has made plans for, possibly. That's the problem. You know, when you kill a baby inside your womb, you more or less made a plan for it, and that is murder. And that is a horrifying thing. Could you imagine a baby while it's in the womb feeling that murder, that its own parent plotted against it? That'd be a horrible thing. You think it would want to see that mother in heaven? No. I'd be raised by my angel parent, wouldn't you? That is a horrifying thing to think about, isn't it? Well, it's better you think about it. Jeremiah saw the spiritual awakening and the sorrow of a national return to idolatry, with the exception of a good king, Josiah. Jeremiah watched king after king ignore his warnings and lead the people away from God. You know, a king has the power. King, a president, a leader, has the power that to turn people away from God. And we got a perfect example in Joe Biden, a leader that turned many, many people away from God to this trans, antichrist transgender. And Jeremiah saw his fellow prophets murdered. He himself was severely persecuted. Finally, he watched Judah's defeat at the hands of the Babylonians. Jeremiah responded to all this with God's message in human tears. He felt firsthand God's love for his people and the people's rejection of that love. But even when he was angry with God, he and tempted to give up, Jeremiah knew he had to keep going. God had called him to endure. He expressed intense feelings, but he also saw beyond the feelings to the God who was soon to execute justice, but who afterward would administer mercy. You know, it's easy for us to identify with Jeremiah's frustrations, his discouragement. But we need to realize that this prophet's life is also an encouragement to faithfulness. Jeremiah wrote two Old Testament books, Jeremiah and Lamentations. He ministered during the reign of the last five kings of Judah. It was a catalyst for the great spiritual reformation under King Josiah. He acted as God's faithful messenger in spite of many attempts on his life, and hard life too. Jeremiah had a hard life. Was so deeply sorrowful for the fallen condition of Judah that he earned the title of weeping prophet. He was called a weeping prophet. He was quite the prophet, a major prophet, Jeremiah was. He was one of my favorites, and I think he is my favorite prophet. He and Daniel. Daniel was such a great man of God as well. Daniel. And verse 17, have you not done this to yourself? This is how it goes. You know, when it's all said and done, this is what God is going to say at the judgment seat of Christ. He's going to say, have you not done this to yourself? Let those words ring into your ears, because there's a lot of truth. By your forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way. But now, what are you doing on that road to Egypt? To drink the waters of the Nile? Or what are you doing on the road to Assyria? To drink the waters of the Euphrates? Your own wickedness will correct you. There's a lot of... Think about that. Your own wickedness will correct you. Sometimes it's your own wickedness that's going to do the correcting. God will allow you to, he'll give you enough rope to hang yourself. And your own wickedness is going to bring you back. And your apostasies will reprove you. Your own apostasies. You're turning from God. Will reprove you. These things come back on you. Know therefore and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God. It's evil. It's bitter for you to forsake your God, your Lord. And the dread of me is not in you, declares the Lord God of hosts. The dread of me is not in you, declares the Lord of hosts. That's quite a statement. For long ago I broke your yoke and tore off your bonds, but you said, I will not serve. Despite what God is trying to do and how His grace just floods over you, you said, I will not serve. For on every high hill and under every green tree, you know, the green trees, so the leaves will hide what you're doing. You have lain down as a harlot. Yet I planted you a choice vine. You're not bringing forth the fruit. Bring forth fruits unto repentance, is what the prophets say. Repent, repent, repent. Simple, isn't it? Very simple. Yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of a foreign vine? I look at your fruit. I don't even recognize it. I don't even recognize the fruit that you're producing. Although you wash yourself with lye, and if you wash yourself with lye, it's going to take the hide off. And use much soap. The stain of your iniquity is before me, declares the Lord God. How can you say, I am not defiled? I have not gone after Baals. I have not gone after the Baals. Oh yeah. God says, I've watched over and over and over again. You've went after the Baals. Look at your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift young camel entangling her ways. You're tangled up in a fence. A wild donkey accustomed to the wilderness that sniffs the wind in her passion. In the time of her heat, who can turn her away? All who seek her will not become weary. In her mouth they will find her. Keep your feet from being unshod, and your throat from being thirsty. But you said, it is hopeless. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them I will walk. As the thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is shamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, who say to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave me birth. You know that Mother Earth theory? Here it is. It's Antichrist. For they have turned their back to me, and not their face, but in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. Of course they will. Arise and save us. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We'll take this up tomorrow in chapter 2 and verse 28. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let the enlightening power of the Holy Spirit come upon each and every one of us to heal us, to enlighten us, to give us a blessing today. In Jesus' name, we receive it by faith. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.